try and push it, because what they usually use that law is so that musicians can have the spaces, so if people are panhandling, they make them quit at dark so that the musicians can get out there and play. And that's what they've used it for.
You've never done solicitation. This fellow has never asked for anything, nor did he have any kind of sign up, nor does he expect it. He's there to practice at a time where most of us, with our jobs and such, can even meet together.
Very true. And actually, I talked
of our city, which is valuable and increases the touristry value.
I would have to agree. Actually, I talked to Mandolin Mark about this earlier, and I advised him that the Rangers were in error, in because fundamentally when you start out here, the ordinance they're charging you with, if they charge you with panhandling, busking is not panhandling if it's done within the...
Yeah.
In fact, busking is never panhandling.
Yeah.
But what is illegal, according to their crazy Santa Cruz laws, is the so-called display device ordinance, which I think is what Mandolin Mark said.
Yeah.
He initially approached Ricardo here on...
The guitar case was,
open, open guitar case. But let me explain
this. This gentleman has just turned 66. Happy birthday, Ricardo.
Oh, thank you.
And for how fast does somebody have to close their belongings for it to, be all right? Whether or not you've just pulled your guitar out and sat down and your case isn't closed,
did he tell Ricardo to close the case, Ricardo? Or did he just say, you're open, we got you?
They told me to close the case.
Now, let me explain this. The display device ordinance says that if you have a display device on Pacific Avenue and several other places in the city, but not universally, and that's anything capable of holding tangible things. That's the wording of the ordinance. Well, it has to be something that's placed on public property. So if, for example, if you had your guitar on a case, if you were holding it in your hand, you had it hooked to your body, it was standing on the car next to you, all that would not be, as far as I can see, part of the display device ordinance. It's also true that you're allowed to have a display device ordinance and solicit funds any time of the day or night if you are inside those four disc areas, which Mandolin Mark told me you guys were in.
Wait a minute, let me finish this.
And the only other proviso is the ridiculous one-hour move-along law, which says you have to be gone after an hour if you are there for, 60 minutes. So unless he claimed that you were there for more than an hour.
You didn't know. You had just pulled up, so.
And then, of course, that they can make any claims they want later. I've got to tell you, these folks are not noted for their accuracy nor their honesty.
Later, but let's manifest the fact that it's ridiculous and hopefully dismissible because it's a trivial waste of time and inaccurate. And I have a question. If somebody places down a blanket on the ground that is a buffer between the case and the blanket has no donations on it, then therefore a solicitation ticket for the case could not be in effect because
if they are inside the four discs, they can be there for an hour. Otherwise, blankets on Pacific Avenue are illegal when placed on the ground outside those areas for even a moment.
So it matters not whether or not something has been placed upon it.
Doesn't matter. If it's capable of holding tangible things. Now, it has to be said that the police are very selective and arbitrary about enforcing this. It doesn't have anything to do with any kind of a uniform policy.
He was trying to teach her how to give tickets.
And so really it was, they were using you without paying you as some kind of training vehicle. Now, if they're doing that, you must demand an hourly wage. I mean, for heaven's sakes, here you are assisting the poor Parks and Rec in getting their business done. I mean, so there you are. Of course, I don't think the judge would pay much attention to that.
You're a spokesmodel.
We've been talking with
Noel
and with
Ricardo.
Anything you guys want to add?
Thank you for your great sense of humor and for enlightening on the particulars, which I know will help dismiss it.
The only advice I would have is go to the law library or the public library to make sure, or online, look up the municipal code for, it's section 5, it's 5.43, I believe, the municipal code, which has to do with display devices, because that's really what they're probably...
5.43.
I mean, look on your... First of all, look on your ticket and see what the code section is, and then read the code section five times over. Read it once, and then read it again, and then... Because that's what you'll be arguing. If you can win on the code section...
He got there, and like I said, It's how quickly you open or close your case when you take your guitar out, which the officer cannot vouch for at what time he pulled up.
Well, he did say, according to Ricardo here, that he was told to close it, and he declined, I think quite understandably, not to do that. Therefore,
you're in the middle of conversing with him.
Right.
So plus,
yeah. And they said, well, if you want, I can give you a ticket. I said, fine, let's get that ticket, and we'll go to court on it. Yeah.
Or, you know, the other option...
not our best option.
No. Well, the other option is to say, you know, I'd be happy to, you can write up whatever you want. I will not be signing it until I speak to your superior about this, because you've got no probable cause to give me a citation. I'm within the four. I've been here for less than an hour, and I'm engaging in busking, not soliciting. So take it down the road, please, and take that woman or whoever the new trainee is with, unless you want to pay me to do it, in which case you have to rip up the ticket immediately afterward.
So. That would be so fun.
And again, thank you, Ricardo. Thank you, Noel.
Thank you for all you do.
Brad, right? Wait, no. What's your name again? Robert. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much for doing what you do.
Yeah.
Thank you. Eating the last pieces of bacon. I'm going to get out of here before I grab it.
And next, it's Off to the Red Church from last Monday, and then the show ends. So talk to you again on Sunday. Call me at 423-4833. If you have questions, comments, want to be on the air yourself, or on the stream, I should say, or just want some to be a part of the homeless civil rights movement, that little section of it that I'm a part of.
Talking with an anonymous individual has some suggestions.
Joshua, my name's Joshua.
Joshua, sorry, Joshua. You had some suggestions for free radio.
Yeah, I was thinking, since not everyone has access to the internet and electronic components are relatively easy to get and cheap, it'd be a good idea to make automated broadcasters that you can position in like random locations throughout Santa Cruz. They're either inaccessible or camouflaged in regards to the acoustics, so they can just broadcast these things that you're going around recording so that they're really, really out there, you know what I mean, and loud and constant, even for those folk who aren't blessed with radio or internet.
A novel idea, man. Thank you, Josh. Anything else happening you want to comment on?
I mean, personally, since you're one of the main representatives from this organization, and it may be a little bit of good-natured heckling on my part in just saying this, but I think the first step should be selling your vehicle and buying these megaphones immediately.
There you are. Fuck you, man. Here, you can have one of my cards again. How's that?
All right.
A compensation, a booby prize. I don't know.
Right.
No hassles with police, anything of that sort?
No, I personally haven't.
Any reports of stuff you've seen you want to comment on?
There's been a lot of unexplained UFO activity and strange hybrid creatures that have been plaguing the mountains. So I think we need to form bands of, what do they call, old school pitchfork mobs. And just raid into the hills, and then while we're there and we realize it was all a hoax, we just start picking up the trash and showing Mother Nature a lot of respect.
Trick people into fighting the littering menace.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll stage it all as a hoax, like we're going out there to get rid of these monsters, then we'll just start cleaning up the trash when we get there and we realize it was a joke.
We've been talking to that master jokester.
Joshua.
Thank you. Any reports from the street?
Any reports from the street, no.
Thank you.
Yeah, peace be with you.
And you with you. Anything you want to say for free radio?
For me, it's okay. Estoy bien. Estoy quedando en un lugarcito y un arbolito está bien.
¿Problemas con la policía? No.
No. Bueno. Es que estoy escondido un poquito.
Gracias, señor.
Earlier, but we can announce it again or whatever.
Well, I see Brenda's over here in the meeting, chatting around with folks.
He's
anything?
Not wanting to do anything if you ask him to, so I'm not going to talk to him.
Well, I see you've got is this keyboard new? We're talking with Musical Mike here, or Merriweather Mike. Are you becoming a maestro on the keyboard here? What's happening?
Just impersonating a keyboard player. We've got a real piano player, Harriet, and our illustrious singer-songwriter, Val Promise, a.k.a. V, covering for Lee, who's still doing research, some say, but he's going to be around. He'll be around.
Doing research. That's a euphemism for
being out there.
Being out there, yes. Dig it. Research in the far reaches. Anything, are you indoors or outdoors these days, Mike, at night?
You know, we're dodging raindrops. It's not a big deal. Always little nicks and crannies to get in and No, it's going to pass. We've had 8 months of sunshine, so we're due.
Any easier this year than last year?
You know, I think socks are getting more available, and putting the liners in your shoes, that's pretty much a given. And you learn little ways to roll.
You've learned the tricks of the trade, have you?
Could be tricks of the trade.
Rules of the road.
That's good.
Shelter from a storm.
Yep.
So you haven't gotten any tickets lately, I assume.
No, actually, the Capitola cops rolled up on me in my spot behind McDonald's on 41st last night, but they were very kind, very polite, almost apologetic. No tickets, not even a warning, just said move along. Here we have everybody's favorite. Ayla.
Favorite security person? Yeah, that would be me.
All right. So thank you. We've been talking with
Bathrobes Pierre, a.k.a. Robert Snorless.
That's one of us, yes. Thank you, Mike. It's Phil Posner here, who is a hardworking bagel splitter, but he also went to a meeting, what, last night?
No, just now.
Just now. This is the homeless, what's this thing called? It's a heap or the hap,
yeah,
or the hoop?
Right. It's called heap.
Heap homeless, I don't know.
Heap, see what it stand for.
It's a study and a survey. A bunch of, say, 40 people got together in a room and fought over, how many million dollars?
12 million.
And what you noticed that...
500 million.
500 million.
Yeah, from the state, et cetera. And Santa Cruz will get...
Oh, for the state, but not for Santa Cruz. So this is... Who did you recognize? Anybody of note?
Well, I recognized the council people. The city manager was there.
Of course. They're always looking for money. What else?
Some of the other people I didn't talk to. But it was... The reason I think it was important was because it was...
No homeless people, though, huh?
Yeah, there was no homeless people there. And in the terms of the study, the assistant city manager admitted...
Tina Shaw. Tina Bowles. Like
that they... When they did the survey, they didn't get any input from homeless people, and she said she was puzzled too.
Did she say where they did the survey?
No, I didn't. I should have asked.
A minor detail.
Right. It's right there. Maybe it says.
Let me double check here.
Could I get
the state is doing trying to get input?
This one right here.
You got it. The state is trying to get input from various parts of the community, but admitted that they should have had homeless participation.
Yeah, that's nice, but talk is cheap. So, Phil, you're always encouraged by these after-the-fact, last-minute esprit de l'escalier commentaries.
It's my naivete.
Yes, it is. Anyway... You going to the
now,
shitty...
How come you weren't there?
I didn't hear about it.
Right, I didn't either, by the way. Micah told me.
They didn't do outreach to us. Obviously, they don't give a shit about what Huff, their conscience in action, thinks.
Now, we have to ask Steve if he knew about it.
Oh, I'm sure he did. He didn't tell you about it, though, probably.
No. Let's ask him when he comes back.
He's over there.
He didn't know about it.
Well, he said he didn't know about it? Steve Pleitch did not know about it?
I'm not sure.
I'm not either. We'll find out.
Let's go ask him.
Yeah?
Bring the question?
No, I'm sorry.
I don't want to.
Anonymous report.
I am. Where is that weirdo?
He's not here at the moment.
I am the weirdo.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir. Nothing? No?
Egg in the mouth. I mean, I will tell you. I just have to...
yes,
But I want to tell you something first interesting.
All right. On or off mic? On mic or off mic?
Wow.
He didn't talk.
I was diverting somebody that was going to have an interaction, with an official, and they were not going to create a results-oriented thing. It was more for their own giggly fun, and I realized that we're in such a serious situation that we really can't afford to just have a comedy hour with interactions with officials. Mm-hmm. It has to be focused, has to have an end result, and I've been guilty of that too at different times, but this person actually listened to the criticism, but then I looked around and a lot of stuff is not being taken seriously.
To be continued on Sunday. Come on back then. Thanks for listening. See you then, 9:30 Sunday morning.